Lou and Matt for breakfast. The Borders 105.7 Triple M.
Yes, welcome to the Catch Up Podcast. And I hope by the time you're hearing this, Will Ferrell finally has an Oscar. This is that, it's that kind of year, Lou.
It's so well deserved. I mean, really.
He's in for that, the song from the
Fire Saga
movie, which I really enjoyed. Did
you
like that?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it too. Yeah, it was so ridiculous. It was awesome.
I mean, he really should have won an Oscar for Anchorman and or Anchorman 2.
Yes.
But, I mean, this feels like it's
Blades of Glory.
Blades of Glory, definitely.
Yeah.
Talladega Nights.
Yeah.
There's so many.
So
Lou.
Many.
Anyway, we talked to Shane A. Bassett, our movie expert, about the Oscars, and we'll have that chat for your catch-up podcast. So if you're listening to this after the Oscars have been run, then you'll be able to match up and see how good Shane A is, because he always puts it out there, Lou, and he was bragging about his strike rate to us.
He did say strike rate's been pretty good.
All right, so we'll find that out. But, of course, it was Anzac Day on the weekend, and that's how we'll kick things off. Beautiful day, you two, and it was a cracker of a day yesterday for Anzac Day. It was fantastic to see the march back this year in Albury.
Mm.
And a few minutes before the start, I caught up with Barry from East Albury, who served in Vietnam in 1966 and 1967, and I asked him what the march means to him. Have a listen.
It means a lot to me because, you know, we're just remembering all the people that gave up their lives to make it a better life for us. And, you know, you look at all around the country, we're the best country in the world, I reckon, and that's what it means to me. And that's my grandfather's, that's my father's, that's my mother's. So they're the medals, and they march with me every year.
Yeah.
It's us remembering the people that have given their lives and the people that have served. You know, whether they gave their lives or just served, it's the same. Because, you know, could be killed. Anybody could have been killed where we were. But we came back. We were the lucky ones. Some of us came back and not so good. Some came back, this one here, not this one. A lot of them wear that badge.
What's that badge there?
It's a TPI badge, totally permanently incapacitated. That's. See, we come back, not everybody comes back as a whole person. Some people come back with mental scars, some come back with wounds, some come back in wheelchairs, and That's the way it is, and we just have to live with that.
Yeah.
But
we
know we're free, and we look at all these other countries around the world and think, thank God we're here in Australia and not there.
That was beautifully said, wasn't it?
That was amazing.
That was Barry from East Albury, and that was just moments before the march kicked off, and kicked off in beautiful fashion, Lou. Once you hear the bagpipes,
I know.
It's so emotive.
It's pretty amazing.
And they get a good round of applause too as they start. You'll hear that in a second. Yeah, it was a good crowd. It was a good number of people there. They had the tanks there as well, which is excellent. A World War II fighter plane flyover as well, which is amazing. So job well done. It was a beautiful march.
So great to have it back. Yeah, just I can't even imagine, really, you know, for veterans like Barry, what it must have been like last year. It must have been just like a piece of you was missing to not be able to go and commemorate, you know, with your mates that had survived and as Barry said, just commemorate those that gave their lives.
Yeah, it was disappointing, frankly, that it didn't happen in Wodonga, let's be honest.
Yeah.
I did go to the 11 a.m. service at Woodland Grove, which was great, and it was good to see heaps of people there, and hopefully it will be back next year. I'm sure it will be the march in Wodonga.
Yeah.
Definitely. And thank you for all of the veterans' incredible service, of course.
Thank you so much. I mean, Barry said it beautifully, that so we can have the life that we have now and the freedom that we have.
Talking footy with Swatter.
No, Lou. Swatter's out. He's down. He's on the canvas. He's got a bit of a medical issue with his guts. He'll be back hopefully on Friday. Let's move on, Lou. It's a massive weekend of football. And I tell you who are massively up and about right now, and that is D's fans. 300
and quite
games.
Rightly so.
Nathan Jones, 300 games. They were going for their sixth win. They were playing the Tigers.
Langdon, Spargo, time will beat them. They'll flick it around. It might end up with Nate Jones. Oh, what a fitting moment, although he's given off the handball. I'm sure he doesn't care. And listen to this roar around the MCG. Yeah. As the D's.
They're starting to come back to the footy D supporters. They're famous bandwagon jumpers. Like, they'll go away for ages when they do badly and they'll jump back on. I've managed to track down a Melbourne fan, Lou. Brett from Wodonga. Good morning.
Morning, Matt and Lou. How you going?
Yeah, good. All right, mate. Is this the best chance you've had at the flag since 1964 when the Melbourne Demons last won a premiership?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not going to go that early. 6-0's pretty good, though. Yeah, we're very up and about for sure. I was very surprised that we're going this well this early in the season. But I don't know. Some people say you don't win premierships in April and May. But who knows?
No, but you win the hearts and minds of fans by winning early in the season.
You do. You make it easier later in the season. So
listen to him, Lou. He wants to take the lid off. He wants to. You want to, don't you, Brett? I know you do.
Not quite. I know some other people that want to, but oh yeah, I tell you, it was a great feeling watching that last quarter on Saturday night.
I can imagine, Nathan.
Very, very much so.
Matt doesn't know that feeling. He hasn't known that feeling for a little while about how fun it is to watch your team play.
It's not Dragon.
Yeah, what did the Adelaide Crows get beaten by?
All right, see you later, Brett. Have a great day.
He's got his finger on the button, Brady. Bye.
He's gone. He's out.
Oh, dear. Look, we will catch up with Swatter later in the week. But, Matt, your Crows had a bit of a, talking of them again, a medical sub thing going on. What was going on with that?
Oh, God damn. They're allowed a medical sub if someone gets injured. Our medical sub was basically injured.
What?
And yeah, that's right.
Who does that? What isn't that the coach's responsibility?
No, Tom Lynch was basically injured, and it took him about 15 minutes to get onto the ground. Wasn't even ready. Anyway, let's not talk about that. Let's talk about another disaster.
Oh, is that why you lost?
Pretty much, and then the umpires screwed us right at the end.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Collingwood, tell you what, they're in trouble. One win, five losses. They lost to Essendon in the big traditional Anzac Day clash, and I know a Collingwood supporter. Brad from East Albury.
We all know a Collingwood supporter.
Tell you, Brad from East Albury, he's not happy. We talked to Brad a few times. Oh, tell you what, it's tough times. Also St Kilda as well going down massively to Port Adelaide. Mm. So some very interesting results. But the D's, 6 wins, no losses, and the same as the Bulldogs as well. So they're flying.
Yeah, definitely. We'll
any more analysis you want to throw in there, Lou?
No. That's it. It's covered.
That was better than Swatter's segment.
Except that the Lions are going great.
That was dead set better than Swatter's segment.
It was.
You can tell him that.
Oh, I'm sending this all to him. What are you talking about?
No, don't. Saturday it was the second game in the NBL 1 South Conference, Lou, for the Southern Vale Homes Bandits. And it was, unfortunately, for the men's team, it was going down, and the ladies as well. So that's two losses for the ladies and the men's. But the signs were pretty good. Now, it was your first game.
It was a really good game.
Yeah, first game for you in 18 months. I did go to the season opener last week as well. But what were your thoughts, Lou?
It was really nice to be back and, like, have the basketball back, obviously. I think, yeah, it was a team, obviously, a lot of new players on the team.
A lot of new players.
It's sort of different watching a team that you don't, who you don't know the players, so you don't know what to expect. So that's kind of exciting. You get to learn what, you know, the players' specialties are on the court.
Yep.
But look, signs were promising. It was a good game. Like, they were leading for a lot of the game.
It ended up 107 Melbourne Tigers, 102 Albury Wodonga Bandits. Mitchell Dance is one of the new players. He's from New Zealand, and he's a nuggety unit, Lou. He's strong, and he's like a bull, and he just gets in and under.
Yeah.
And has a massive crack. He top scored for the Bandits. And I reckon we should talk to him, Lou. He's from New Zealand. He's fresh into the country.
Yeah, definitely.
I reckon we should have a chat. His wife also plays for the Lady Bandits, actually, interestingly. So we should talk to him. But two losses, but good signs in both games. So we weren't blown out of the park in either of the two games. So I feel like the first win is just around the corner.
Yes, definitely. And I mean, it really looked like they could get it right up until the end on Saturday night too. So yeah, if you haven't been to the basketball for a while, definitely get along. It's such a good night out. And it's such a fast-paced game. Even if you don't, like, I don't understand it that well, but even if you don't, it doesn't matter. It just moves so quickly.
Nah, that's right.
And it's really fun.
And it's not a confusing game to watch.
No, like, not particularly. Fairly,
you know, if they whack each other, they get a foul. You know, and that's pretty much
and
the vibe.
And basically the vibe is they've got to try and get as close to each other and jostle each other as much as they can without actually touching or getting a foul.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Basically.
All right. So the next home game won't be for a little while. So this weekend, this Saturday, they're playing Knox Raiders, and it's an away game. So it'll be let's see, round four. I'm just checking the fixtures here. Lou can't see when we're going to play next at home. So it's going to be a little while before we. Ah, there we go. So it's going to be the 15th of May.
Saturday, oh, okay. 15th, it's a few weeks away.
Waverly, yeah. So a few weeks away, and then we'll pack it out, and then hopefully we'll get that first home win on the back of an away win.
Yeah, definitely.
Fingers crossed.
We need good crowds at the basketball, at all of our local sports, just to keep everyone, you know,
makes
going.
A big difference.
Yeah.
It's Lou and Matt. It's Triple M. It's the Borders 105.7 Triple M. It's 7:21. And before we introduce our man, Steve Malk, I feel a little sorry for him now, actually.
Why?
Steve Malk.
Why?
Well, I've just got onto tvblackbox.com.au.
Yeah.
Just went to the About section. Yeah. I just wanted to see what was there under Steve Malk. And it says here, he's a passionate advocate for Australian-made programming, particularly drama and comedy. Well, I mean, 99.9% of TV nowadays, Lou, is reality TV made in Australia.
I know.
Let's talk to him about this.
Sometimes in life, the gods smile upon you, my friends.
You got that right.
My dingling!
TV Talk with Steve Malk.
Oh, Steve Malk, I feel sorry for you as a passionate advocate for drama and comedy in Australian television.
Look, I appreciate you caring for me, the first time that anybody has in that regard.
Mm.
But look, I'm a big boy, and I understand the nature of the TV business. That's why I'm here to help you guys understand.
Oh, well, it does, because it's
help
got a, on your bio, it's got is sharply focused on the business of TV. So that's exactly right, Steve.
Jeepers. You're making it sound like we have planned nothing for this segment.
Right, let's get down to business. So, Malky, Dancing with the Stars, All Stars wrapped up. Congratulations to Luke Jacobs, if anyone cares. Did you watch any of it? Because I saw none of it. I didn't even know they were doing an All Stars version.
Yeah, well, like most of the nation, I watched the last 5 minutes to see Luke get announced.
Yep.
We'll know the ratings later, but I suspect that'll be the thing. The show was good, but that the winner announced rated 11 billion people. Congratulations to Seven. They needed a win, and that's what they'll get out of Dancing with the Stars, no question. Big Brother kicks off tonight, the new series of it.
Big Brother tonight.
Now, am I going to watch it, Malky? Should I?
Did you watch last year?
No, I haven't watched it for years. Maybe I'll get a refreshed enthusiasm for it because I haven't seen it for so long.
Look, if you want to check it out, a friend of mine is actually in the show.
No.
His name is Christopher.
Okay.
He used to be, or still is, one of the Naked Magicians, and he is one of the contestants on Big Brother. Now, this was all filmed last year. So
well, you've
this
got
is
me
done
interested already.
All right, we'll watch it
maybe
then.
He'll be naked.
Of
so
course,
that's
of course, hosted by Gretel Colleen and Mike Goldman. Be great to see you back.
As it was on 10. What are you talking about? No, Sonia Kruger, of course, returned.
How long has it been since Gretel? Because she was the one that first hosted it.
Yeah, Luke. I love
way
Gretel.
Back in 2001, back. I think you'll find, was
who
the
won
first
that first
series.
Year?
The person who won the first year was the one with the booty who used to do that bunny dance.
Was it?
No, Sarah Marie did not win.
No.
Okay. Who was it?
It was a guy called Pete.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I remember him. Didn't he end up working for TV Week or something? Was that him?
No, the different Pete. One of the Petes that was in it. I think, remember, you're thinking of Pete and the Dancing Duna with Christina Ballerina.
Yes.
That Pete worked for TV Week.
Okay.
Who won the second one on Channel 10?
Right, okay.
It was a girl.
It was Reggie.
Yeah, Reggie.
All right, well, let's, that's right, Reggie and Chrissy Swan. All right, let's. So what about some other good shows? Give us a few good shows that we can watch if we don't want to watch reality TV.
Well, You Can't Ask That returns on Wednesday night, 9 o'clock to the ABC. Season 6 is amazing. I've been lucky enough to see the first 5 episodes.
Ooh, most interesting is who? Can't Ask What?
Oh, look, the Cheaters episode, which is first, is pretty amazing.
Oh, that's cool.
But the one about amputees is also great. The 5th episode is heartbreaking. It's all about the people left behind. So they're talking about the families of People Who Go Missing.
Oh, wow.
And it's got Daniel Morcombe's dad.
Oh, right. Okay. Wow. In Queensland,
it's
of course.
Brutal. Yep. Absolutely brutal. Now, the best part is that after the first episode has aired, all 8 episodes of the season will be on ABC iView. So you can binge it straight away.
Awesome. Cool.
That will be a brutal couple of hours. But but amazing.
Also, just quickly, back to reality TV. RuPaul's Drag Race, Down Under. What?
I know. Sashay and Hay.
Hey.
We're getting RuPaul with Reese Nicholson is one of the guest judges. And Kylie and Danny Minogue, it turns out, are popping up on RuPaul's Drag Race as guest judges. But 8 Kiwi and Australian drag queens are competing to be the first ones down under.
Okay. All right. So we finished up, Mulkey, but as I knew would probably be the case, no Australian drama or comedy was talked about. It was
none.
Oh, we barely scratched the surface. That's look, Reckoning on 7, 9 o'clock Wednesday, or Doctor Season 5, I think it is, on 9.
There we go. Bang.
Done.
That's the state of Australian TV, though, unfortunately.
Feast or famine, friends.
Okay, exactly. Steve Mulk, thank you very much, mate. We'll catch you again next week.
I'm off to rock and cry in the corner.
It's Lou and Matt, it's Triple M.